This one is not a decrease.
Missed any of the action?
This one hit really, really well to deep left field. Austin Hedges. Car!
This is the Padres Rewind. You'll hear from Andy Green. We'll take you to the booth. And Rich Herrera will give you all the highlights from the game.
You know what you got here, don't you? A ball game.
Now, let's send it to the booth for the postgame report.
It was a bizarre game. I mean, the Padres are right there. They got Robbie Ray, one of the great left-handers in baseball this year. An amazing pitcher who's dominated them forever. He's won his last five ball games. They go down 2-0. They come back, take a 6-2 lead against Robbie Ray and get five hits and five earned runs against 4 1/3. You're supposed to win a game like that, but they just didn't. That's all. They just didn't. It was long ball by both sides. The ball was flying out of here, and the Diamondbacks just made themselves, Tony. I just thought a terrific comeback. As players say, you got to tip your cap to him, so tip your cap to him.
Yeah, I mean, Robbie Ray was not nearly at his best today. And give the Padres credit. They took advantage of it. They scored two runs in each of the first five innings that they had at bats via the long ball. They made Robbie Ray pay for their mistakes. They got him out of the game. Then they just couldn't really muster anything up after that. And from that point on, the Diamondbacks' vaunted offense started to take over, and they put up some runs, and they put up a bunch of them. And the Padres just had a tough time keeping pace with this Diamondback ball club.
Boy, they did that. Hunter Renfroe has been a show. It's so good to see that. I know it's humiliating to be sent down. Guys have been sent to the minors. You've been through that. You know what that's like. And they look at your attitude to see what are you going to do. You're going to hang your head. You're going to badmouth the ball club. Or you're going to work your you-know-what off. He did that, hitting over 500 at AAA. And now he comes back with a three-run home run in the first inning on Monday and his first ever three-home run game today. Hunter Renfroe, thanks for the memories, man.
He's looked fantastic since his return up from AAA. And listen, sometimes as an organization, you have to protect players from themselves. You can lose confidence and not be the same guy ever again at this level if it festers too long. But he's gone down there, and as you said, the team is watching. They want to see how you handle yourself. He went down there, took care of business, swung the bat exceptionally well, and he seems to have brought that bat up here with him at the big league level and has swung the bat great since he's been up.
Nine home runs between the two clubs, a new Petco Park combined home run record. It's simply amazing. And Hunter Renfroe gets 22, 23, 24. He ties Nate Colbert from way back in the early 69, as in the beginning of the franchise type of first slugger they had on the franchise. He ties Nate for the rookie record with his 24 home runs. Got a marvelous shot to break that. But it was a home run derby, and the Diamondbacks, give them credit, they won the home run derby despite the three for Hunter in the third, in the fifth, and in the ninth. The Diamondbacks lose another series to my Padres back-to-back, home and away, but they do avoid the sweep. 13-7 Arizona. The Rockies are coming. The Rockies are coming. 7-10 tomorrow.
Ball game over. So, what happened?
Did you hear it?
Hear what?
Take a listen, Padres fans. It's time for the post-game highlights on FM 94.9 Padres Radio.
So, what happened? I think what didn't happen tonight is the better question. Welcome back. Postgame show on FM 94.9. Diamondbacks and Padres wrapping up their three-game series. Padres going for the sweep. This was a crazy one, and it started with the very first batter, just like last night. The Diamondbacks going deep right away. This time it was David Peralta.
High fly ball to left field. That's deeper than I thought. That's Blash going back. He has no chance. That ball is gone. Unbelievable. Second pitch of the ball game. It was the fifth pitch yesterday when A.J. Pollock hit his first of two home runs as the leadoff batter then in the first. Now Peralta, the leadoff batter. 1-0 Arizona.
Yeah, it didn't help the Diamondbacks yesterday. Looked like it wouldn't help them today, even though Jake Lamb also went deep off to Nelson Lamet in the second inning. But the Padres came back in the bottom of the second. Christian Villanueva making his second start ever in the big leagues, got his first major league hit up the middle, and it brought up Rocky Gale.
3-2, high fly ball down the left field line. If that's fair, it's gone. That ball's fair. That ball is gone. Second career hit for Rocky Gale, and Rocky's first major league home run. How about that? Know what you got here? More importantly, a tie ball game, thanks to Rocky Gale. Ball's jumping tonight. It's hot. It's been hotter, certainly on the last homestand, but it's really moving. 2-2 in the second inning.
Ted, you have no idea how right you were when you said the ball was jumping tonight. If there's one highlight I'm going to remember, though, it's Rocky Gale smiling ear to ear as he's rounding the bases with his first big league home run. Padres weren't done in the bottom of the third. Will Myers walked, and it was Hunter Renfro's turn.
Hunter Renfro, line drive, deep left field. Car rushed over the wall, back into play. That's a home run, Hunter Renfro. He's back. Fly down to center, his first at-bat in the first inning, and a two-run home run. Ain't tied no more. Padres completed the comeback with a tie on the home run by Rocky Gale. They go ahead, and another two-run home run by Hunter Renfro.
Renfro would go deep again in the bottom of the fifth to make it 5-2, and then Christian Villanueva liked his first big league hit so much, a single, he thought, hey, I think I can do a little bit better.
High fly ball. Woo! Christian Villanueva had his first major league hit a while back. This is the first major league home run. Ball going and ball gone. Incredible. What a day for the young guys in the young San Diego Padre Ball Club. Rocky Gale's first major league home run. Villanueva with a single back in the second. That's his first major league hit. Now the second major league hit is a home run down the lower deck in left field. 6-2 Padres taking care of business against these Diamondbacks.
Padres looking good at 6-2, but the game turned on a dime in the top of the sixth inning. Couple of runs already in and a man on for J.D. Martinez.
1-0, high fly ball, well hit right field. That'll tie the ball game. It's gone. The remarkable J.D. Martinez. Incredible. Could not get the Nelson out of here unscathed. Staring at a win leading all game long for the most part after Arizona got a run in the first and second on those solo home runs. They tied in the second. Padres went ahead in the third. They've led all the way since that third to the sixth. And now Andy Green is going to get him one batter too late, quite obviously. On a two-run opposite field home run, Martinez is second, only second hit of the entire series. They've both been home runs. He has been absolutely a revelation since they acquired him in July from the Detroit Tigers.
25 home runs since July 18th. That's nuts. Nuts. 6-6 game. Greg Staminon in the top of the seventh. He didn't come in with the bases loaded, though, and apparently that's a problem because David Peralta would give the D-backs the lead.
1-1. Line shot over the leap of Ibar at shortstop. That's a base hit to the gap cut by Margot. This game is no longer tied. Herman will score. The throw will go to third. Hit first line. Save at third is punished. And on the throw to third, Peralta will take second, an RBI single, and a 7-6 lead. First time since the second inning in a lead for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
And it only got worse from there. The Diamondbacks scoring six more, including a three-run shot by A.J. Pollock in the top of the ninth. But in the bottom of the ninth, Hunter Renfro did get to make a little bit of Padres history.
Shipley deals. Hunter hits one deep. Car rushed. Here he goes again. Lower deck, left field, ball going, ball gone. Hunter Renfro, three home run day. Welcome back, kid. Good to see you. Fun to watch you. 22-23-24 against Diamondback pitching here today.
Night for Hunter, but it doesn't prevent a Diamondbacks win. 13-7 the final. This is the postgame show on FM 94.9 Padres Radio.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Padres Rewind podcast. Let's hear what the skipper Andy Green had to say, courtesy of our friends at Fox Sports San Diego on Padres Live.
Actually, I thought he was, you know, he gave up the two solo home runs early there on fastballs that caught too much plate, but they had life to him. It was good stuff all day. The sixth inning, the ball goes up in left field that if we get the right break on, gets caught to start that inning, and that kind of started off in the wrong way. Then we have a 3-2 walk, followed by the Marte slider double down the left field line. And I think J.D. Martinez has hit just about everybody in the game out of the ballpark at some point in time this year. So ends up a three home run day against him. It's clearly not a good day from a line perspective. He's run into a few times where the sixth and seventh he's had trouble. And trying to get him through there, wasn't able to today. But, you know, for me, he should be going into the offseason. He's got one more outing going into the offseason. Like, what's it take to throw through six and seven innings consistently? Because the stuff for five innings, save two pitches in the middle zone, was borderline dominant again.
Is this just a short spurt for Renfro, or has he made some of the maybe more longer-term fixes to his swing that you asked him to make?
Yeah, I'm probably the only person in the ballpark that's going to say this. he hits three home runs. That's what everybody else will fixate on. I looked out in right field on a break on a shallow fly ball, and it was the best jump I've ever seen him get. Like, that excites me more because that, to me, is real growth, like just getting after his defense. So I'm excited about that. He's crushed lefties all year long. It's nice to see him stay in on a Braden Shipley curveball and hit that out, too, from a righty. He's crushed lefties all year long. To me, the outfield defense excited me today, and I want to continue to see him do that. And I know he's got real power. You don't tie the rookie home run record spending a month in the minor leagues if you don't have ridiculous power. So he's going to have days like this. They're fun for him, and I'm just excited about the defense.
First career home runs are always fun. What's it like to see two of them in the same game?
Yeah, you want to win the game so you can celebrate those moments because it's a team game, and both those guys understand that and know that. But you want to be able to celebrate moments that guys literally dreamt about their entire life, and in both of their cases worked a really long time in the minor leagues to get here, to have the opportunity, to put big swings on it, to put us ahead. I really wish we won the game for those guys because for Christian and Rocky, it's as big of a moment as you'll experience in your life. And I think you could see the joy on Rocky's face when he hit it, and that's about as enjoyable of a first home run I've ever had or seen. Just like he couldn't contain it, and that's fun. And Christian too, he's fought hard to get back to the big leagues, or get to the big leagues for the first time rather, and got his first hit and then hit his first home run, and those are fun moments they should be celebrating with their family tonight and all their friends.
Jabari injured on the plane left field, or was just trying to get Caesar in the game?
He was fine out there. To my knowledge, he was fine. We just made the decision to put Matt Caesar out there at that point in time.
That was a one-run game. But Tim Melvin, was there consideration putting Kirby in there?
Yeah, there was. You know, it's a delicate balance late in the baseball season when you're not in a playoff race of how many times you want to expose guys that you've ridden all season long. In Kirby Yates' case, Craig Stammen's case, and Brad Hand's case, these guys have thrown a ton. You want to keep the game at one run. All three of those guys were available today where we were today. Jose Torres was down, Buddy Bauman was down, Phil Maton was down, all down for like various reasons, but mostly for usage at this point in time in the year. So there was kind of a sizable gap between Melville, who hasn't pitched for us yet, and Kirby Yates. But I really, at this point in time of the year, just not inclined to want to work Kirby that much. I want to pitch him in even situations or up situations as much as he's pitched, and just was inclined to see what Melville had, and he struggled with command, obviously.
What is knowing Clayton Richard's going to be around for the next couple seasons do for you and do for the team?
I think a lot. I think from a pitching perspective, there's very few guys in the game that have a chance to throw 200 innings this year. And there are 200 innings that more or less almost every time out has given us an opportunity to win the baseball game. And I think his numbers, when you just look at raw numbers, they get skewed by a few times. I've done some things to him by leaving him out in the fire when he wasn't throwing very well. But he's more concerned about the team and eating innings and taking care of the bullpen than I think any other pitcher in the game would be, because he's that team conscious. So I think he's done a tremendous job throwing the ball for us this year. I think he's stabilized us. I think he's been a steadying presence in the clubhouse where guys look to him, respect him, follow him, does everything right from a work perspective. Everything between starts is done right, treats teammates right, works incredibly hard. I'm thrilled that he's going to be here for the next couple of years. And, you know, I have every anticipation that he's going to have a positive impact on guys as they come up, and that's as valuable as anything with where we are right now.
That can go, and it does.
Thanks for tuning into the Padres Rewind.
This ball game belongs to my San Diego Padres.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at Padres Radio. Follow us on Instagram at Padres Radio Network. And for all things Padres, go to PadresRadio.com.